A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are 5.5 million jobs open in America, and it's time to get to work. At ExpressPros.com, you can apply for a new job today. Apply now at ExpressPros.com for skilled labor jobs like drivers, forklift operators, welders, and programmers, as well as administrative jobs, customer service, and accounting positions. Express also hires for positions in the medical industry, such as billing, coding, data entry, and record keeping. Each Express office is locally owned and operated, and is invested in the success of their community. And 75% of the people who have a job are open to a new job or actively looking for a new job. With more than 770 Express locations, you'll find the nearest one at expresspros.com. There are no fees for job seekers, and with one application, you apply for a variety of top jobs in your community. Express takes pride in connecting the right people with the right company. Go to expresspros.com. That's expresspros.com.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Well, let me tell you about Dr. Joanne Conaway, serving 20 years in the U.S. Air Force and Air Force Reserves. Dr. Joanne Conaway was an aerial medical evacuation nurse and in-flight medical crew director. She's now one of the spokespeople for CriticalHealthNews.com, and we welcome her back, Dr. Joanne Conaway. Joanne, welcome.
Well, thank you so much. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm looking forward to this. I've got a whole slew of emails from people who've been writing in all day for some help and some suggestions. There is nothing more important than taking care of your health, because without it, can't do anything else. You can't help the people you love if you don't take care of yourself.
That's absolutely right, George, and that's what more people need to understand. You know, I work with people all the time, and it's fascinating for me to see how their own personal health just doesn't seem to matter to them. They get caught up in what I call the quagmire of their everyday activities, getting up, going to work, spending the weekends, drinking beer, having barbecues, going back to work on Monday morning. They get so caught up in their daily routines and never stop to think of what they're doing in terms of bad foods, bad drink, bad lifestyle, and how that contributes to their ill health. And then, unfortunately, they get sick, and they want a miracle. They want something to happen to fix it all. So my mantra is prevention is best. Let's get out there. Let's make sure that people understand they do have control. And this is something I talk about all the time. We have control. Our health is in our control. Now, I know many people say, no, my doctor takes care of everything. Well, really?
Yeah.
Do you want your doctor to take care of you? What about you taking care
of
people?
That's right. I had a friend called me from St. Louis yesterday. His car broke down on the side of the road, and he had it towed to the dealer. The dealer took care of it, fixed it, had to do with some wires that were crackling on the inside. But I asked him, I says, don't you bring your car in to get checked and inspected and fixed and tuned up? And he said, well, no, not really. I just bring it in when something happens. And I thought of that as it directly relates to people. I don't want to be like that guy, Joanne. I want to be able to take care of myself before I break down on the side of the road. Isn't that the natural thing to do?
Absolutely. From my perspective, it definitely is. You don't want those things to happen and then have to address them then. And that's why I get very critical of the conventional medicine model and all of those tests that you can have done and all of those things that they claim to be preventative. You know, if you go out and you have a test done and the test comes back and gives you results that are probably not what you had hoped for or anticipated, that's not preventing something. That's telling you that you already have it. What we want to do is help prevent that to start with. Make sure that you're addressing those things that are the landmines that Dr. Wallach talks about all the time, for example. Make sure you're addressing those things and understand the impact that those things can have on your health. I know that a lot of people don't get it. A lot of people don't understand. We get caught up in this everyday lifestyle, and we eat the foods that we buy at the grocery store, and many people really don't understand and recognize just how harmful so many of those foods are. But what you need to do is you need to educate yourself. You need to plan ahead, and you need to make sure that you understand what out there is harmful and what you might want to consider changing in your lifestyle and get started doing it. It doesn't have to be an overnight process, but any small step is a big step when we talk about true prevention.
Dr. Joanne Conaway with us. She's also an author, Why is America So Sick and How True That Is. Phone number is 1-855-949-RADIO or criticalhealthnews.com is the website. As I've mentioned, they've been partners with us for a couple years now, and we've helped a lot of people. I get some of the most heartwarming emails when you, Doc Wallach, or Ben Fuchs are on the show from people who have taken your advice and they're beginning to actually feel better, and they never thought they could, Joanne. Isn't that something?
You know, we have that happen all the time, George. I mean, people will come to me, and their question is often, is there any hope for me? Is there anything you can do for me? And within 30, 60, 90 days, they're coming back to me saying, I haven't felt this well in years. I can't believe. I never thought I could get well. And it's basically knowing and understanding that the human body needs healthy nutritionals in order to be healthy, and that the damage that's been done can actually be undone in many cases if you clean up the diet, if you start to take good nutritionals, if you pay attention to your environment, pay attention to your lifestyle, things can turn around. Now, your doctor's not going to tell you that because your doctor can't sell you a drug if he's making you well using nutritional.
Right.
But if you're willing to look at that doctor and say, I want an all-natural approach, things can change pretty dramatically in your life.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.